This Saturday night, the Reverend Dwight Walter of the somewhat progressive Congregation Church of Patchogue on New York's Long Island wants people from both sides of the Trump divide to gather for a post-inauguration healing. Now, we've spoken to Pastor Walter before. There was a violent event that convulsed his town, a murder outside his church. Pastor, remind us.
8 years ago, there was a hate crime murder of a 34-year-old undocumented Latino at the hands of seven teenagers from the local high school. All of the signs were there beforehand that we needed to do something peacefully, proactively, and nobody wanted to hear about it.
This was the brutal beating death of the Ecuadorian immigrant Marcelo Lucero. There was a trail of blood as he tried to escape these teens who beat him to death.
Yes, and by coincidence, we were having a peace party while this guy was being beaten and stabbed to death. Thought, you know what, I'm not going to take this laying down anymore. I'm tired of sitting around and choosing sides and being asked to choose sides. And now there's a lot at stake.
Well, and you've also had an encounter with Donald Trump. The last time we spoke, Donald Trump, the candidate, was planning an appearance at a Republican fundraiser just blocks from where Marcelo Lucero was beaten to death and blocks from your church, and you and others were calling on him to please, out of respect, not do it there. I mean, this was a huge outcry.
Yes, I went up against Donald Trump, and it was in the national news. I was on your show as well. But few people know that after I had the vigil at my church, I went directly with Secret Service, the clearance, etc., to where Trump was speaking as an invited guest of the Republican Party. That's very difficult work. Where that was what I really wanted, was to say we don't have to choose sides. We can learn from both sides.
Well, I know you have Republican leaders from your area coming to your healing ceremony on Saturday night.
And they know that they trust and they believe that they're not being rope-a-doped and set up for some contentious corner and now beat them down with our eloquence. How do you get people to listen to you and to talk to you honestly and openly if you're yelling at them? Let's get together in the name of peace.
Well, we wish you the best on Saturday. That's the Reverend Dwight Walter of the Congregational Church of Patchogue on Long Island, who's also asking people to write letters to America on Facebook. We'll link you up at hearnow.org.